Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include 2024 funded mortgage volume, my interview with Loretta's John Walsh on a recent survey that shows nearly half of respondents would be unable to pay their monthly mortgage payment if their escrow accounts increased by 25%, and there are plenty of labor market indicators ahead of tomorrow's payrolls report. Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, LoanVision. LoanVision is the mortgage banking industry's premier mortgage accounting solution with over 240 independent mortgage banks and banks. Customers on LoanVision see a 10% reduction in fallout, 30% reduction in time to close the books, and a 20% reduction in accounting headcount, allowing them to operate their business more efficiently and profitably. Take your accounting department from cost center to revenue generator now with LoanVision. To learn more, visit loanvision.com today. Some foresaw the drop in volume and income after cramming 4 to 6 years worth of production into 2020 and 2021. Others were too busy funding loans to make predictions. But things have certainly changed. According to Kirinos, March 2024 funded mortgage volume decreased 11% year over year, but increased 22% month over month. The average 30-year conforming retail funded rate in March of 2024 was 6.88%, 8 basis points higher than February of 2024, and 58 basis points higher than the same month last year. Our Federal Reserve Open Market Committee can't see into the future either. That doesn't stop investors from believing that they do. Spoiler alert, they can't. And investors continue to unwind rate cut bets ahead of and after a speech by Fed Chair Powell yesterday. His speech came on the heels of a string of healthy economic data releases from and during the first quarter. The Fed chief said recent inflation figures, though higher than expected, do not materially change the overall picture. And in sticking to his recent comments, Powell said that decisions would be made meeting by meeting. It's clear that policymakers need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably down to the 2% target before cutting rates. He added that it is too soon to say that recent strong prints are more than just a bump, and did say decisions would be free of politics despite this year's presidential election. He reiterated that the policy rate is likely at its peak for the cycle, and that the central bank has time to let data guide the direction of policy. He also said that he doesn't expect inflation to reaccelerate. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome to the show Loretta's John Walsh to talk about a recent survey that shows nearly half of respondents would be unable to pay their monthly mortgage payment if their escrow accounts increased by 25%. Walsh leads an executive team focused on providing the mortgage and insurance industry's accuracy, responsiveness, and innovative technology.
So when you were in elementary school and the teacher went around the room asking kids what they wanted to be when they grew up, something tells me you didn't say, I want to be the CEO of a mortgage tax solution and flood tracking and certification company. How did you get to where you are today?
Robbie, that's a pretty funny question. You're absolutely right. Not even grammar school or kindergarten, but high school and college, if you'd ever told me I'd spend my life in taxes, I would have said you're absolutely nuts. Okay. Look, I have been in the mortgage industry for over 30 years. The first third of that was as a principal in a couple of mortgage companies. And then a little over 20 years ago, I came over to the dark side as a vendor. I have run three different companies on behalf of private equity firms, selling, I think, everything legal to mortgage bankers, with the exception of tax. Loretta is had a retirement of their previous CEO about 6-7 years ago. It happened to be right after I had sold another company, and I think it's been a really good match. Although I wouldn't have chosen taxes for my goal in life, it's a really interesting industry. It is an industry that I frankly think has been very underserved from a quality of service perspective for quite a while. We have really tried to put our stake in the ground as the high quality provider. And, as an example, we have service level agreements or SLAs with all of our large clients. There can be hundreds of them. And our performance against those SLAs over the last 3 years is something like 99.97%. And this isn't just simple technology uptime. This is processing of taxes and all the variety of things that have to be done in a, to support that.
Loretta had a new survey, and kind of the title was, or the main takeaway of it was, there's a significant lack of understanding of mortgage escrow accounts. And so maybe let's just start from the bottom here and we'll work our way up. What are the biggest points of misunderstanding about escrow accounts that you think people listening to this podcast should communicate to their borrowers?
Well, look, Robbie, we, like everyone else, we've been aware that taxes have been increasing nationwide due to home appreciation, clearly part of our business. And, you know, as a home buyer, we're also aware that insurance is increasing, and we're hearing the same thing from our servicer clients. Okay. So we went and we did a survey of about 1,000 homeowners to understand how well they understood their escrow accounts. And I guess not surprisingly, there was a lot of misunderstanding amongst those folks we surveyed. All right. More than a quarter of them were not aware of what the changes were that were being made in their escrow accounts. Okay. You know, even more surprisingly, 36% of those who had fixed rate mortgages believe that their monthly payment could not change, even though it obviously can if tax or insurance has changed. And of those that had had a recent increase in their escrow payments, over half didn't know what it was and were surprised to get it. So overall, there seems, not surprisingly, to be a somewhat significant misunderstanding between borrowers and what exactly and how an escrow account operates.
The survey also said that nearly half the respondents would be unable to pay their monthly mortgage payment if their escrow accounts increased by 25%. This almost seems like an epidemic. How do we bring more awareness to people about how escrow accounts work? I mean, this seems like it's a much bigger issue than anybody's really discussing.
Yeah. So, Robbie, you're absolutely right, right? The first finding from the survey was that borrowers, frankly, didn't understand their escrow. Some borrowers don't understand how their escrow account operated. The other is at least their response in terms of what their ability to pay would be if mortgages went up, right? So nearly half of the respondents said that they wouldn't be able to pay their mortgage if the monthly payment increased by 25%. And, you know, it's a real problem, especially when you've got places where insurance raises rates are rising substantially, like California and Florida, and other places where you've had significant home appreciation. There's no doubt those payments are going to go up, right? So to return to your question about what servicers should be doing, you know, we're fortunate to work with, you know, some of the top quality servicers in the industry, and they're aggressively marketing to their borrowers, explaining to them what escrow accounts are, explaining to them future changes in escrow accounts. And look, I think that needs to be something that the industry overall takes more seriously, as opposed to just those folks that are very, very interested in quality service, the quality of service.
I don't want to oversimplify things here. You did mention in Florida, as well as places like California and Texas, insurance premiums are rising rapidly. Homes are going up in value. Is there any end in sight to this? Do you just see that taxes and insurance are going to keep rising? Is there any relief on the horizon for people?
Well, the question, it's kind of a multi-part question, right? You've got to take each one individually, right? A lot of the insurance rates have to do with natural disasters and government regulation, right? And that's really going to be in a state by state basis, and, you know, depending on how well the government works, the governments work with the individual insurers, all right? Tax rates have two different components. The first is that we've seen a lot of appreciation when we had, you know, historic low mortgage rates over the last few years. That clearly has significantly slowed down over the last 20 months, and in all likelihood is going to continue unless we can get inflation under control, which is clearly a big question still. But the other issue relative to taxes is there's going to be a significant markdown of commercial real estate assets over the next 5 or so years, right? The percentage of occupancy of a lot of commercial buildings since the pandemic has gone down dramatically. And as those properties are revalued, that's going to really hit county, state, and city finances as those tax revenues decline. And the only place that they're going to be able to fill that gap is going to be on the back of residential borrowers. So look, I'm not optimistic about tax rates going down in the near future. I'm not, frankly, optimistic about insurance rates going down in the near future. We have an opportunity for interest rates to go down, but that's going to take a little more fiscal control than so far we've shown as a country.
At Loretta, you provide mortgage and insurance industries the fastest, most accurate, and complete access to property tax data and flood hazard status information across the U.S. Is there other chatter going on at these at your tax service call centers that you think is worth bringing up in our conversation today, things that you deem important?
Look, I think the biggest issue we have is that we've got, for the last couple of years, we've had the lowest mortgage origination markets over, you know, in the past 30 years. The last time the United States, these few loans originated in the United States was 30 years ago, and the population at that point was 30% lower than it is today. So, you know, we're really in a significant valley. You know, the big question is going to be what happens going forward. If we head into a higher delinquency rate, then the conversation we're having relative to escrow payments is going to be all the more critical. And that's really the big question here is, are we going to go into a soft landing, see some fiscal restraint on spending, a reduction in inflation, and a return to a more healthy mortgage market? Or does the mortgage market continue to react under duress, see higher delinquency rates on top of this increase in escrow payments?
And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Loretta, since you've been such a great resource today. Loretta has teams of real estate tax and flood professionals. I mentioned the tax service call centers. Can you explain what Loretta does and why it occupies such an important position within the mortgage industry?
Yeah, Loretta is fundamentally in two businesses. First is flood certifications, just making sure that homes are not in floodplains, or if they are in floodplains at the time that they're closed, that borrowers get the appropriate insurance. And then updating that over the life of the loan. Okay, the larger part of our business is tax service on behalf of servicers, and the reason that we primarily exist is that a servicer can have a $500,000 loan at risk if a $1,000 tax payment is not paid. This isn't a big deal for very small servicers that are dealing in a limited geographic area. But if you're a nationwide servicer, there are over 24,000 different agencies that tax real estate properties. It is enormously complex. So our business is twofold. It's one, helping those servicers or on their behalf, making tax payments for escrowed borrowers, and then post-delinquency cycle, going out and finding for non-escrow loans whether or not the borrower paid his or her taxes. So, we work on behalf of the servicer, but, servicer is really working on behalf of their clients, the borrowers, as are we, to make sure that their taxes are paid in a timely fashion and to remind them that if they are responsible for paying taxes, the seriousness of actually doing so, and encourage them to do so.
Very well put. John, thank you very much for the time today. This was very refreshing to catch up with you, and hopefully I'll see you on the road sometime soon.
Really appreciate your time, Robbie. Have a great day.
The first week of the month is traditionally heavy on labor market indicators. And we learned yesterday that employers added 184,000 jobs in March, according to the ADP employment survey. Job openings were more or less unchanged in February, but down 11% on a year-over-year basis, according to the JOLTS job report. The quits rate was flat month over month at 2.2%, and down significantly from a year ago. Tomorrow's session brings the highlight of the week, non-farm payrolls data for March, where expectations are for the economy to have added 214,000 jobs over the course of the month. A surprise to the upside will potentially give the Fed more power to hold rates steady, which would put additional pressure on bond prices. Ahead of tomorrow's payrolls report, today's calendar is already underway with some other labor market indicators. March job cuts from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas showed that U.S. employers announced 90,309 cuts in March, up 7% from February, and about the same as March of last year. Today's calendar also includes weekly jobless claims, the February trade deficit, Treasury announcing the details of next week's mini refunding, Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey, and another heavy calendar of Fed speakers. We begin the day with agency MBS prices, roughly unchanged from yesterday's close, and the 10-year yielding 4.36 after closing yesterday at 4.36%. The 2-year sits around 4.69%. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. People think I lead this glam lifestyle. Well, I had a little problem at Walmart yesterday. Apparently, when the cashier said strip down facing me, she was talking about my debit card. Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Loan Vision. With Loan Vision, the mortgage banking industry's premier mortgage accounting solution, you can take your accounting department from cost center to revenue generator, operating more efficiently and profitably. Visit loanvision.com to learn more. If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.